We just finished a 10-inning game with the Mallards.
Yeah, the Madison Mallards just played a heck of a game with the Morris Eagles in the Lando Ducks League game, and they lost 4-3 in 10 innings. And, yeah, so here we are. That's why kind of a late start with this Legion playoff game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But weather permitting, we'll get it in. Both teams are here. The game is in Madison because they defeated Granite Falls yesterday in extra innings as well.
Yeah, 9 innings it took.
Wow.
Madison won a thrilling game, 11-10.
Yeah.
Thanks to Landon Weber's two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh to tie the game up to take it in the extra innings. So,
right.
All right, tell you what, let's run through your starters here. First for Granite Falls, State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Drew Munson leads off, followed by Braden Nelson. Gunnar Fagan will bat third and play third base. Grace Wilkie will catch and bat fourth. Gavin Torvik will be on left field, bat fifth. Drew Almick will pitch, bat sixth. Eric Jimenez will be a designated hitter. Jacob Peterson will bat eighth and play right field. And Kian Christensen will bat ninth and play out in at second base. For Madison, Davis Patcher will be on the mound for the Legion. He'll bat first. Batting second is the shortstop, Gavin Meyer. Brock Biernell will bat third and play first base. Catching and batting fourth is Landon Weber. Center field will be Brad Schomer. He'll bat fifth. Tyler Earp will bat sixth out in left field. Nolan Smith will be second base. He'll bat seventh. Matthew Arndt will bat eighth and play right field. And playing third base is Grant Bierke. He'll bat ninth. Madison, coached by Caden Pernals and Blake Wushlager. And Bart Hills, the PA announcer, you probably can hear him in the background, so we're ready to go here, Dick.
Yep.
Oh, I tell you what, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. As they play the national anthem here, we'll be back with the first pitch between Madison and Granite Falls in this championship West Central Substate Southeast Pod Championship. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramel along with Dick Newman on this Sunday afternoon. And we've got West Central Substate Southeast Pod, American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Madison and Granite Falls again. How many times have they played each other?
Well, two times in high school, and this will be the third time in Legion, so five times. They know each other pretty well.
Yeah, and they know each other really well. And here we go, first pitch of the ball game. The winner will play in the Final Four next week. And Davis Patzer throws a strike to Drew Munson, and we are underway. And Patzer in his windup, and the pitch is popped up to the right side of the field. And Matthew Arndt, the right fielder, makes the catch. We got one out. Arndt out there in right field defensively. Out in outfield, as I mentioned, Matt in right, Brant Schomer in center, Tyler Earps in left field. That's your outfield for Madison. Now batting is Braden Nelson, the shortstop. Patzer's pitch is high. Well, it looks like we were going to get rain if you look at the radar, but I think it's passing us.
Well, that would be nice.
Next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Braden Nelson. Thanks for tuning in to Legion Baseball Playoffs this afternoon on Q92. Next pitch, swing.
Better yet, come on down to the ballpark.
Yep.
Watch it live.
Yeah, when I drove in here, the Mallards were playing Morris, and wow, they had a crowd here. Next pitch outside. Davis throws hard. He's played a lot of positions in high school and Legion ball, hasn't he?
He does, yeah. And he was playing amateur ball in Rosen and playing a lot of different positions there as well.
Fly ball to right field. Matthew Arndt comes in. He dives for it, and he can't make the catch. Base hit there for Nelson by Arndt in right.
He had to run quite a ways. Schomer playing center field. Almost ran into him.
Yep.
So they got to communicate a little better, but it would not have been caught by either one.
It's just a kind of not a bloop base hit, but not hit hard long enough anyway.
Right.
And now we have Gunnar Fagan is batting. He's playing third base. He swung at that pitch and fouled it back for strike one. So Grand Falls has a runner on first and one out here at the top of the first inning. A lot of people sitting on the duck blind over there.
And I know there's people that were at the Morris Mallard game and
popped up,
stuck around to watch this.
First baseman Brock Biernell going back. Oh, he almost fell over, but he makes the catch. That was a major league pop up by Fagan to the first baseman Brock Biernell. And there's two outs,
two up, two down. Pats are doing a great job in the early going here, getting ahead of the batters, and that's so important. We saw that didn't happen a lot of times yesterday.
And the next batter, a pitch is high. This is Wilkie, the catcher, a really good catcher, by the way. We saw him, well, we've seen him five times now. So. Of course, Granite Falls, the YME baseball team, swing and a miss. Nice fastball there by Davis Patzer. Infield is first base Biernell, Nolan Smith playing second, Gavin Meyer at short, and Grant Bierke at third. Next pitch outside to Wilkie. Two balls, one strike to Grant Falls. Gage Wilkie with a runner on first, two outs. Patzer from the stretch, and there's strike two. Davis looks sharp here so far.
Right on the outside corner.
The umpires are from the Marshall Association. 2-2 count. And that just missed for ball three. We got a full count. As I mentioned, the Mallards lost to Morris in 10 innings, 4-3. And that was a big game for seeding purposes for the Madison Mallards. Full count pitch. There goes a runner. Hit to the first side base. Foul. Knocked down by Bjornholt.
So we'll do it again.
I'm assuming if the Mallards would have beat Morris, they probably would have got the four seed, and they wouldn't be have to play that next weekend, if I'm correct, right?
Possibility. Yeah. A couple other things had to happen. They'll find out tonight.
Full count pitch. There goes the runner again. Ground ball to second base. Nolan Smith feels it, bobbles it, and then throws the first. Recovers nicely there by Nolan Smith, the second baseman. So that was three outs. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Madison coming to bat, no score. You're listening to Substate Southeast Pod, American Legion Baseball, right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Paul Ramel, Dick Newman back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on a cloudy Sunday afternoon. And it looks like the rain, I'm just checking the radar, the rain looked like it was going to rain on us by now, but, still might be coming. But hopefully we're lucky we can get the game in here.
That's for sure.
No score between Madison and Granite Falls. Yesterday, as I mentioned, Madison beat Granite Falls in 9 innings, 11-10. And then Granite Falls ended McCray's season here in Madison after that game, 13-6. So what has to happen here, you want to get into the Final Four, for next week, and if Granite Falls would win this game, then there would be a second game to see who's the champion. Madison wins this game, they are the Southeast Pod champion. Davis Batzer batting, has a strike on him, and the next pitch is strike two called. We've got a tall right-hander pitching for Granite Falls, don't we, Dick?
Yeah, Allmike, he finished the game yesterday, so he... With the pitch count, I don't know what he had, but you can go up to 105 pitches, and he'll probably go as far as he can go.
He's a tall right-hander, 0-2 count to Patzer, and that's high for ball one. And a big game here in Madison, big championship game right now. Next pitch popped up center field, Drew Munson in the center field going back. And it looks like he has it under control, and he makes the catch out there in deep center field.
That ball carried. Earlier in the day, the flag was blowing from right to left a little bit. Right now, it's
not moving.
Stagnant.
Yeah, well-hit ball there by Davis Patzer. We saw some great defensive plays yesterday between Granite and Madison, didn't we?
Yeah.
Next batter is Gavin Meyer. He's playing shortstop.
Takes the first pitch up high for ball one.
Next pitch is a strike. Olmec, he's well over 6 feet, tall, long arms and legs, and he can bring it. Next pitch outside, of course, Fagan pitched through 108 pitches yesterday for Granite. He's their main starter. Next pitch is a strike. Madison's... got a good crowd following him here, too. So does Granite Falls. Here's a ground ball. Hit the shortstop. And the throw to first is got him. He's out.
Close play.
That's Braden Nelson, the shortstop. He fielded that one cleanly. 6-3, put out, two outs. Here's Brock Biernell, and he drills one down the left field line, and it's going to go foul. Boy, did he get around on that one. Brock Biernell batting. Brock's going to play, what, baseball at Crown College. I'm sure they do fall ball as well in the spring. And pitch inside. Got a couple of Madison Legion players.
Crown College is in the conference with Minnesota Morris.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Lee will be playing volleyball from Lac Qui Parle Valley.
Okay.
So we got two Lac Qui Parle Valley athletes playing at Crown College. Swing and a miss for strike two. A little off-speed pitch there by Almick. Two outs, no score, bottom of the first inning, next pitch. And he swung at that one and missed it, and they got thrown on the first, and they get him. Ooh, he just, first baseman, he barely hung on to that one. So that was one turn. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Madison. We're going to go to the top of the second with Granite Falls coming to bat. We'll be back with more Legion baseball right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
All right, no score between Madison and Granite Falls. We're at Madison Memorial Baseball Field, and Granite Falls batting in the top of the second inning. And the first batter, Gavin Torvig, lines one out the right center field. That's going to go in the gap. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Torvig is going to stop with a stand-up double to start the top of the second inning.
Left-handed batter hit it in the gap. As Paul mentioned, it rolled all the way to the fence, and quick recovery by the outfielders for Madison, throwing it into second base and holding him to a double.
All right, and the next batter takes swings at that one. That's Almick. He drills it, and it's caught by the left fielder, Tyler Earp. That was a line drive out the left field.
Got out there right away, and Tyler took a step forward and then had to jump up and get it, but made the catch.
That's just two pitches, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Eric Jimenez batting, and it's ball maybe?
Yep.
Is that a ball?
Down low and outside.
Okay. 1-0 count there. Next pitch to Jimenez. He grounds it to short. Meyer fields it, throws to first, and we got a 1-2-3 inning. No, wait, sorry.
Second out.
Oh, second out. I'm sorry. Well, it sounded good, didn't it?
We'll take it, but I'm sure Granite Falls and the umpires wouldn't declare. And the lights are on.
All right. Torvig went from second to third on the play. Here's Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. And Peterson made probably one of the better catches I've seen this year out in right field yesterday.
Yeah.
So two outs. Let's see if Batzer, or the base runner on third, and no score. And strike there to number eight batter, Jacob Peterson. Torvig at third base. Pitch by Patcher's high. Speaking of playing college ball, that's what Davis is going to do next year at Ridgewater in Wilmer. 1-1 pitch. From the stretch, Patcher. The pitch. High for ball two. 2-1 to Peterson. Glad you're with us on Q92. some Granite Falls listeners as well. Appreciate that. Two balls, one. And a ground ball to the right side of the field. And the first baseman, Bjornell, fields it, steps on first for the third out. Unassisted there, Brock Bjornell, the first baseman. No runs on one hit. That was Torvig's gapper in right center. No errors, and they leave Torvig at third base. And the score remains 0-0, Madison and Granite Falls. With Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the second, we'll be right back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, we're in the bottom of the second inning. No score between Madison and Granite Falls in this Southeast Pod Championship. And Granite left a runner at third last inning, Dick. So see if Madison can counter here with Landon Weber.
Landon had a big hit to send it into extra innings yesterday. Two-run home run.
Thrilling bottom of the seventh. And the grounder to second base. Christensen charges it. The second baseman throws the first wildly. Weber's off on the way to second, and he is safe at second base.
Good hustle. Good hustle.
So an E there?
Well, that was possibly, yeah, it was an error, and possibly the catcher didn't back up first base on it. So when it got by the first baseman, he had to go get it off the fence, and Weber slid in there. Probably didn't have to, but slid in there safely, so... Madison with a runner in scoring position, nobody out.
All right, here's a ground ball. First pitch by Schomer, and they're going to go to third. Nelson is, and he is safe at third. That was Baxter Culliff, the courtesy runner. The ball was hit to the shortstop, Nelson, and he decided to go to third.
Yeah. It's not an error, but the runner reaches on the fielder's choice, and we have runners at the corners at first and third, and there's so many different things you can do with runners on first and third and nobody else.
Here's Tyler Earp. There goes the runner, and they're not going to throw down there. And now throw over to third, and Culliff gets back. So runners in on second and third for Madison. And here's Tyler Earp, who's swinging a fantastic hot bat. Let me tell you, this kid is on fire right now. And he hits a blooper to over to second base, and Sandus is going to score one, maybe two. Now they're going to send him home. Here's the play to the plate, not in time. Two runs in, and then the ball goes to the backstop to the third base. Two-run RBI for Tyler Earp.
And it's an error on the throw for him to get the third base.
Wow. 2-0 Madison.
Still nobody out, and here comes the gentleman that hit the ball that won the game yesterday.
Yep. Nolan put the ball in play, and Grant Falls hit it to the right side of the second baseman. He just bobbled it, and that allowed whoever to score.
I think it was a pinch runner.
Yep. What's going on with Tyler Earp? Two more RBIs.
Yep.
Swing and a miss by Nolan Smith for strike two. So Madison scores first. It was kind of a blooper by Tyler Earp over to Christensen's head, the second baseman, but it was shallow enough. that the outfielders couldn't get there in time. And that allowed Schomer and Cullip to score. Nolan Smith, one ball, two strikes, runner on third base. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle, base hit. And that's going to score Tyler Earp, and it's 3-0, Madison. RBI single. Nolan, I tell you, Tyler Earp and Nolan Smith back-to-back.
They're having a contest against each other.
They are. Boy, that ball hit the mound on the fly, and it just ricocheted over the second base bag. Here's Matthew Arndt. He's going to bunt. He bunted down the third base side. Good bunt. The throw is in the dirt, and they do get him. Nice recovery there by the first baseman, Keene.
So, post 158 playing small ball there to move that runner up, trying to get a bigger inning. He got three runs already with just one out and a runner in scoring position at second base.
And Nolan Smith at second. Here's Grant Bierke, the number 9 batter. And he takes the first pitch, a strike.
Talking about playing different positions, he's playing third base today. That's a new position for him. But he can play a lot of different positions, and he played on two teams, both the Junior Legion, which are no longer playing. They're eliminated. Now he's playing in the Legion.
1-1 pitch here to Grant Bierke. Here it is. There's a solid hit the base, the center field. And stopping that third base is Nolan Smith. Solid hit.
One out only with runners back at the corners. And lots of things you can do.
Third hit of the inning off Almec. And now it's the top of the order in Davis Patzer at runners on the corners.
Yep. Catcher for Granite Falls giving the signs to the infield of what to do on a quick steal or whatever to do.
Here's Almec's pitch to Davis. There's a curveball in there for strike one. 3-0 Madison here in the bottom of the second. One out and have runners on the corners. Here's the pitch from Almec. And he leaves it to left field, and that's going to score another run. An RBI for Davis Patzer, and Nolan Smith comes in to score. How about this inning?
Wow. So four runs in, runners at first and second, and just one out.
Gavin Meyer batting now. He grounded out, and he hits the ball on first pitch to the third baseman. Fagan fields it, throws the first, and a double play.
Ooh, nice double.
Oh, my goodness, the third baseman for Granite Falls, Gunnar Fagan, fielded the ball and then ran to third for the force and threw a bullet to first for the double play. Pitcher's best friend, right, Dick?
Oh, for sure, and that got him out of a jam. They could have scored more runs.
Four runs on four hits, one error, and two left on base.
Correct.
We'll go to the top of the third. Madison has a 4-0 lead. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
All right. late. Madison has a 4-0 lead on Granite Falls in this Championship Legion game here in Madison this afternoon. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here. As it's starting to rain a little bit now, Dick.
It is.
Hopefully it stays away. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Three straight pitches to Kian Christensen. And a strikeout there for Davis Patzer.
This is something that we needed yesterday when you score a bunch of runs like Madison did. They come out in the field and
Drew Munson swings at the first pitch, and Grant Bierke catches it at third base.
Wow.
A line drive.
But just go down 1-2-3, and two pitches. We go on 1-2, and the third pitch is in there for strike one.
Here's Braden Nelson, the shortstop, and the pitch is high. Yeah, we were talking. Drew Munson swung at the first pitch, and it was a line shot to the third baseman, and Grant Bierke said, look what I got.
Yeah.
When you play third base, you really have to be on your toes, don't you?
It is.
The ball will come at you fast.
It really does.
Two balls, one strike to Nelson. Pitch is high for ball three. Two outs, Madison with that 4-0 lead as a light rain is falling now here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Umbrellas are out. Next pitch, two, called strike two, full count. Nelson got a base hit. He hit that gapper in right center field in his first at bat. Here's a full count pitch. And he hits it to right field. Matthew Arndt running over to the foul line. And he can't make it in fair territory. And it goes off his glove, and going in with a double is Nelson.
He ran a long ways for that. He was playing more in the gap between right and center field, and the ball hit it in his glove just barely in fair territory down the right field line.
Here's Gunnar Fagan, will be a sophomore at YME. Two outs with a runner on second base is Nelson. And a ground ball out the left field, base hit. Nelson's rounding third, and he's being held up. And a base hit there for Gunnar Fagan to left field. Nelson stops at third base.
So now, with runners at the corners for Granite Falls, but there are two outs. Davis Patzer throws the ball that was hit by the batter into the dugout to dry it off.
And here's the number four batter, the catcher, Gage Wilkie. So Granite Falls looking to score their first run of the game. They're down 4-0. Two outs. Let's see what Patzer can do on the mound. And the pitch is down low for ball one to Wilkie. Nelson at third. Fagan at first. Fagan with a good lead over there at first base. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop by Weber. Madison needs an out.
Yes.
2-0 count to Wilkie. Runners on the corners for Granite Falls. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Outside corner there. Two balls, one strike to Wilkie as he looks down to his coach, Mike Richter. And the pitch. And a swing and a miss for strike two. Patzer. 2-2 count, two outs, two on. A lot of twos. Big pitch here in the ball game. Here it comes. Outside for ball three. Full count.
So the runner on first base will be off with the pitch.
Biggest pitch of the game.
Right now.
Coming up right here with two outs. Full count. And the pitch. Popped up. Foul out of play.
Ball over. Remember, you can bring
over the first base dugout. Well, everybody got their umbrellas out there on the duck blind, sitting on top of the duck blind there. All right, we're going to regroup here. Here we go, full count pitch, two outs, the pitch. Ball four, he walked him, the bases are loaded. The bases are loaded for Granite Falls, and here's Gavin Torvig. Yeah, Torvig, right center field. got a double.
Got a courtesy runner here coming in.
Yep, number 18. Brady Gallagher is the courtesy runner. So now catcher Landon Weber calls time to go out and talk with passer as pitcher. Critical moment here in the ballgame now, Dick.
Yeah, it is. And this is exactly what happened yesterday after Madison scored seven runs. They came back the top of the next inning and scored five. And a big hit could score at least one, maybe two.
All right. The bases are loaded. Madison leading 4-0. And a swing and a miss by Torvig for strike one. He missed it.
He was going for that right field fence there.
Madison leading 4-0. Pats are trying to get out of the jam here. Next pitch is high and away for ball one. One ball, one strike to Gavin Torvig, who had a double last at bat. Right now he has the bases loaded. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Patzer blew it by him. Whew. You can feel the pressure. You can feel the intensity. Here we go. Runners not being held on. The 1-2 pitch. Oh, it gets by the catcher, Weber. He can't find it. And it's a ball, and the runners will stay put.
You might want to get a new ball. Yes, he does.
And it's getting wet out there, huh?
Two balls, two strikes. That backstop
was
a cement wall.
Yep.
And it
helped out.
Ricocheted right back to the catcher.
All right, here we go. 2-2 count, two outs. Patzer in his lineup. The pitch. Hey. Swing and a miss. Struck him out swinging to end the inning. Big strikeout for Patzer. Wow, that was intense. No runs on one hit, one error, and Granite Falls leaves the bases loaded.
Wow.
We'll go to the bottom of Madison coming to bat. They lead 4-0.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. 4-0. Boy, Patzer got out of a jam there, didn't he, Dick?
He certainly did.
Yeah, Madison got two outs right away, and then all of a sudden the bases are loaded for Granite Falls.
Right.
Yeah. How many pitches did he Patzer throw, did you say?
Well, 20, but he got two outs with about four pitches,
yep.
And then 16 more by the time he got them out, but he took it, got him on himself.
All right, Brock Biernell just swings at that one a little early and fouls it down the third baseline. Madison leads 4-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field as a light rain continues to fall. And Drew Almick, the tall right-hander, delivers to
a long fly ball.
Way back.
Bye-bye.
Home run.
Bye-bye.
For Brock Biernell, that was a no-doubter. Wow. Yeah, we got to make sure Brock touches home plate, right?
What?
Oh. Now, during high school, during the high school season, Brock hit a home run, but he did not touch home plate, so he's credited for a triple. And I think he gets teased about that a lot, and we saw that here as he comes across the pick.
And that would have been in high school a grand slam.
Yeah, that's right. So now when he hits a home run, his teammates stay away from home plate. They stay on the grass. before they mob him. And there's a ground ball hit by Landon Weber to short. Nelson fields it at short, and they throw to first, and they get Weber. One out. Yeah, you know, what happened in that home run during high school season, his teammates were actually on home plate or jumping up and down with him. And so now they've been trained to stay outside on the grass yet to make sure he touches home plate. There's a strike called the Schomer.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the game where you had your car out in the field and it was blinding some of the players.
Pitches high.
The sun duck, ricocheting.
Grant Schomer batting. One ball, one strike. 5-0 now. Madison leading. Granite Falls in his championship game. And there's Schomer hits the ball by second base. Nelson with a nice fielding play of the shortstop. Throws the first and they get Schomer. Nice job by Braden Nelson. Back-to-back fielding plays there by the shortstop for Granite Falls. Tyler Earp. Two RBIs. Last at bat. I know I say this the last 2 weeks covering. There's a swing and a miss. One game last, Tyler had four RBIs. The next game he had five RBIs. The game I did the other night, he had two RBIs. Now he has two RBIs here. Popped up, third baseman, Fagan, and he caught it, didn't he? Yeah, he caught it.
Yep.
In foul territory, the third baseman, Gunnar Fagan, and that will end the inning. One run on the solo shot there by Brock Bjornhild. And we'll take a break. It's 5-0, Madison, with Granite Falls batting in the top of the...
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located at 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo along with Dick Nguyen. You're listening to the West Central Substate Southeast Pod American Legion Baseball Playoff Game. The championship game, actually, between Madison and Granite Falls. Right now, Madison leads 5-0 here in the fourth. Granite Falls batting, Drew Almick, Eric Jimenez, and Jake Peterson. First three batters for Granite Falls. And Patzer got out of a big jam last inning, didn't he, Dick?
He did.
Here's a pitch to Almick. That's a straight. Almick hit a two-run home run yesterday.
Yeah.
In that 11-10 loss to Madison in nine innings. Pitch inside for a ball.
He got hit by a pitch three times. Before the home run and two times afterwards. None of the three were intentional.
There's a just swing happened. And foul back to the backstop for strike two. Full count. Earlier this afternoon here, Morris beat the Madison Mallards 4-3 in 10 innings. And we'll start Region 9C baseball playoffs next Friday. And there's ball four to Almick, so the leadoff batter is on base for Granite Falls.
That might be the first walk by Pat.
Yep. First walk. It is. Here's Eric Jimenez, designated hitter. Davis Patzer, graduating from La Caprile Valley this spring, on the mound for Madison. Womack at first base. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. The lights are on here, light sprinkle happening. But the game continues. Let's hope it continues. 1-0 count, strike. Nice pitch by Davis. We'll talk about the pitch count here in a little bit. Here's the next pitch, and that's high for a ball. Two balls, one strike to the designated hitter, and the pitch is high.
Pastor having a little foot problems coming down on that plant foot.
Slipping a little bit when he plants his foot?
Yeah.
Three balls, one strike. Yeah, your head when you're going to pitch. There's a strike. Two. Full count now to number 22.
Second full count in a row.
Womack at first base. There's nobody out here at the top of the fourth. Pitch outside. Back-to-back walks. And back-to-back walks. Granite Falls runners on first and second. Here's the number eight batter, Jacob Peterson, the right fielder.
Now batting right fielder number 14, Jacob Peterson.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on this Sunday afternoon playoff baseball. Here we go. First pitch to Peterson from Patzer. And he swings at that one, and it's off the helmet of the, or off the mask of the umpire, isn't it?
I think so. Or else the shoulder.
That's a strike to Peterson. Christensen waiting his turn on deck for Granite Falls. Madison has a 5-0 lead. They'd scored four in the third and a solo shot by Bjerneld in the third. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. Davis kind of struggling to try to find the strike zone here.
Yeah. Got to get the popsicle stick or something out there to clean the clay off out of the spikes.
Here's the next pitch, and that is inside miss for ball two. To the bottom of the order for Granite Falls. Yesterday in Madison, they went 1-1. They lost Madison 11-10 in extra innings. Then there's a pop-up in center field, and Meyer coming over, Schomer coming over, and he makes the catch, and then they throw it in the infield, so we got the out.
Schomer ran a long ways there. I wonder if Meyer didn't see the ball right away.
Matthew Arndt.
Yeah. See the ball, and Schomer called for the ball, and he made the catch, but he ran probably about 30 yards. Kept the runners at first and second with one out now.
Here's the number nine batter, Christensen, and the pitch of Christensen is high. You can see that Davis, is every time he throws the ball, he looks down at his foot. So the mound must be getting a little slippery out there.
A little greasy.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Christensen, and that's outside. 2-0 count to Kean Christensen in the top of the order and Drew Munson. One out. Here in the fourth, and the pitch is down low. Ball three.
3-0.
Oh, 3-0 count. Okay, 3-0.
Yeah.
Infielders ready for Madison. Granite Falls runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Strike one. To Christensen. Womack at second, Jimenez at first base. There's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Madison leading 5-0. Next pitch, strike two.
This is the third full count in a row with two walk batters and a flyout to center field.
Full count pitch, and it's a hit out the right field. Matthew Arndt coming in. He's going to drop in front of him,
and
Womack will stay at third base. So a base hit to right for Christensen on a full count. And the bases are loaded for Granite Falls. And here's Drew Munson. batting the leadoff batter. Let's see what he's done. He's made contact both times. He's popped out to Arndt, and he popped out to the third baseman. Well, that was that line drive to Bjerke. There's a strike. Once again, this is the second time in the game Grant's had the bases loaded. Patzer, the pitch, and he pops it foul right over our heads here.
Anything in the infield here with the bases loaded would be an infield fly rule.
0-2 count. Davis in his wind. That swing and a miss struck him out. Huge strikeout there for Davis Patzer. That's his third strikeout of the game.
Good.
Nelson reached on the air. That's when he hit it out down the right field line. Arndt glanced off his glove. Here's the pitch to Nelson, and that's a strike. Bases are loaded for Granite Falls, and here we are in the same situation as we were in last inning. And the next pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike, or two outs. Madison has that 5-0 lead, but Granite Falls threatening here. Here's the pitch by Patzer, and that's down low for ball two. Braden Nelson had a base hit in the first inning, and he reached on an error last at bat. Two balls, one strike. Davis is off the mound now, trying to clean his cleats. Is it still raining out? Is it still drizzling or raining? A little bit. So they're going to call time here. Now, Weber, the catcher, is going over to the dugout, slapping his cleats against the cement there to clean his cleats. Big pitch here, and Patzer's ready. Here we go, folks. Two outs, top of the fourth, bases loaded. The pitch, outside for ball three. 3-1 to Braden Nelson, the shortstop for Granite Falls. Here's the windup, and the delivery is inside, gets away from Weber. That's ball four. That's going to walk in a run. So a run comes in, and it's 5-1. And Coach Caden Fernalls calls time, and he makes a trip to the mound. So the bases remain loaded for Granite Falls. There's two outs, and see what... What's going on there on the mound? They're going to try to clean the mound up a little bit, or
well, hopefully they can get a rake or some fresh agar lime to put on there. But he's slipping all over the place, and the base is loaded with a good hitter coming up for Granite Falls.
Well, it's 5-1 now, and Granite Falls looks like everybody's done on the mound. Patzer's going to stay pitching. Coach Fernalls back in the dugout. Here's Gunnar Fagan. Two outs. Top of the fourth. 5-1 Madison. Here's the first pitch to Fagan, and it's high for a ball. Fagan got a base hit to left field his last at bat. Big at bat here in the ball game. Next pitch. That just missed. Ball two. Got Jimenez at third, Christensen at second, Nelson at first. The pitch, foul ball, back to the backstop, strike one. Well, Davis can get him out here, get out of this inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch, down low for ball three to Gunnar Fagan. Runners have their leads on first, second, and third. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Fagan chased one there.
Full count again. Runners will be off with the pitch.
All right, here we go. Biggest pitch of the game right here. Here it is. And it's ball four, and that walks in another run. 5-2.
Is that the third walk or fourth walk for Patzer?
How bad is the catcher number two, Gates? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 walks this inning.
Yeah.
Five altogether. So it's 5-2, and we got a new batter here. Oh, it hit him. I think it hit him, didn't it?
Hit the bat.
Oh, it hit the bat.
Hit the knob.
This is Gage Wilkie. He's in pain. He drops the bat. He's holding his wrist. And it's just going to be a strike then? Okay. Well, the bases remain loaded. Two walks. And Wilkie was grimacing in pain. So if you're holding the bat and it hits your hand? Part of the bat. Okay.
Hit the knob.
Yep. All right. Wilkie's got his bat back in his hand, and here we go. And the pitch is a low for a ball. 1-1 to Wilkie. Christensen at third. Nelson at second. Fagan at first. The pitch. And ball two?
Yep. On infielders, get ready there.
I think Davis wants to get back in the dugout. He's really struggling with the
mound.
Two balls, one strike. The pitch. Called strike two. 2-2 count now. A lot of people here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field watching this Legion playoff game. Big pitch here for Davis. 2-2 count. Base is loaded. Two outs. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. To end the inning. And again, Granite Falls leaves the bases loaded. Wow. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Madison coming to the bat. They have that 5-2 lead. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. What can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here in Madison on this Sunday. 5-2, Madison Legion, post 158, leading Granite Falls. And Madison will be batting here in the bottom fourth. They had a long discussion between innings, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And both coaches and both umpires, and I know Darby Biergun and Tony Smith going over to the shed where everything is held and probably trying to get some agri-lime.
Because the mound is so wet.
Yeah.
Slippery. But they didn't really do anything to it between innings there, did they?
No.
So Drew Almick, and here's Nolan Smith, hits it over to second base bag, and it's not going to be a throw, and that's the same kind of hit Nolan had last inning, a base hit for Nolan Smith. He's got that second base bag down, doesn't he? Christensen, the second baseman, actually fielded the ball behind second base. So Nolan Smith on first and squared around the bunt is Matthew Arndt pulls it back for a ball, I believe.
Yep. Tony Smith just in here. He said between innings here. They're going to put Diamond Dry on the mound and home plate.
Here's a bunt. Oh, he bunts it foul. Arndt does. He's trying to move Smith over to second here with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, we'll see if Drew Almeck will have issues with his spikes in the mound since it's raining. It's like very slippery, I would guess, the mound becomes, huh? Smith with his lead at first base. Here's the pitch to Matthew Arndt, and he bunts it. Oh, he missed it, and he got called for a strike. One ball, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. If you're just tuning in, Madison Legion leading Granite Falls 5-2 in his playoff game. Swing and a miss for strike three. Matthew goes down swinging for the first out. That's the second strikeout of the game for Almeck. Here's a number nine batter, Grant Bierke. Grant got a base hit over to second base, Fag, last time. And he hits one to the third baseman. Foul. Fagan fields it. Well, if you win this game, Madison would win this game. They'll be in the Final Four next week. They'll play at Montevideo to take on the number one seed Montevideo on Thursday. The other games will be in Minnewaska. Glenwood Lowry is going to take on Parker's Prairie. Ground ball, that might get in the hole. It does. Another base hit for Grant Bierke.
Two for two. Yeah.
How about Grant?
And now Grant Falls is going to have to play with a wet ball, so he's trying to try to get it into the either the Madison. They must have a towel in there to dry it out. Yep.
All right, Madison with base runners on first and second. There's one out. They lead 5-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. We play seven. And the batter is Davis Patzer. He hits it to Nelson. It's short. This could be two. There's a force out at second, and he's safe at first.
And you could see the ball going through the grass on the infield, getting to the second, to the shortstop. He was waiting for it and waiting for it. And handed it to the second baseman to get the force out, but the relay, Patzer beat it out easily. So we have two outs now, but the runner's at the corners.
Nolan Smith is at third base, and Patzer at first base, and it's Gavin Meyer will bat. Gavin hit into a double play last inning. If the Madison can tack on a run or two here yet, two outs, bottom of the fourth, Almeck from the stretch. There goes the runner, the pitch, and there's no throw. And going into second base was... Was that Patzer?
Yep.
Yep.
It was a called strike.
Getting some raindrops on our press box window now.
The flag is moving now, too. It was limp here a couple of innings ago.
Here's Gavin Meyer. Gavin, runners on second and third. Big hit would be huge here right now for Madison.
Yep.
One ball, one strike.
Or a wild pitch or pass ball.
Almeck delivers inside for ball two. Yeah, next week it's the Final Four of the West Central Legion playoffs. We got three teams in there already, Montevideo, Glenwood Lowry, and Parker's Prairie. Just waiting the winner of this game here. There's ground ball, and that's going to be in the hole. Goes out the left field. One run scores. They're sending us the second. Here's Patzer. He scores. Throw down the second. And Meyer gets into second base. Two runs in. Big hit for Gavin Meyer.
Two RBIs. Yep.
Patzer came in from second. He scored. 7-2 Madison here in the bottom of the fourth. Huge hit there for Gavin Meyer. Two RBIs.
Yep.
And that was a single.
Yep.
And marked as a single, right?
Yep.
Yep. So, 7-2 with two out. That was a two-out, two RBI single. There's a ground ball to left field by Brock Biernell, and Meyer's rounding third, and there's going to be a play at the plate, and the catcher can't catch the ball, and another run scores for Madison. Brock Biernell gets down to second base on the throw home. That was going to be a close play at home, but it was a one bouncer, and Wilkie unable to make the catch.
Yep.
So it's 8-2 now, Madison.
That would be looked like it was okay on the bounce, the error on the catcher. Luckily, the pitcher was backing up the catcher.
Yeah, they didn't do that that one inning.
Right.
All right, here's Landon Weber with a runner on second and a swing and a miss by Landon.
Well, he took a big swing.
Landon was a hero yesterday in the bottom of the seventh, a two-run home run to tie the ball game up 10-10. Of course, Madison won in extra innings, 11-10. Stay in the winner's bracket. Next pitch high to Landon. Boy, that was a big hit by Gavin. That's what you call timely hits. No time called. Ooh, Almick was in his windup, and the home plate umpire calls time. So we're going to reset here. Landon in the batter's box, 1-1 count. Almick's pitch, and it's popped up right side of the field. Jacob Peterson, the right fielder, going down the right field line. He can't make the catch, and that was in fair territory when he touched it. And a run's going to score. Brock Biernald scores. You give a base hit there or what?
Oh, yeah.
An error? What do you mark that as for?
Should be a base hit.
Okay. So RBI there?
Yeah.
9-2, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Trying to catch up with my scoreboard here, Dick.
Yeah, the right fielder ran a long ways for that and bounced off his glove. But
they're almost right on the right field line there.
Yeah, real close to the chalk line.
So nice hit there by Weber and a swing and a miss there by Schomer. Schomer swung so hard, what happened? He's turning, looks and talks to the umpire.
I think it was a fall tip.
Oh, it hit him in the...
Yeah,
okay.
Hit him in the... chest protector.
All right. Brock Biernald with his lead at second base. It is 9-2 now. Madison with four runs this inning. And there's a strike. Ooh, that looked inside from up here, and I think Brandt agrees with me.
But it's a strike, so 0-2.
Yeah, I'm not wearing the blue today. 0-2 count. Big pitch here for Almick to try to get out of this inning. And he steps off the rubber. And still a light rain falling here in Madison. The lights are on here on this Sunday afternoon. 9-2 Madison. Almick's ready again. Here's the pitch. And it's a little blooper. And Peterson, the right fielder, comes in and makes the catch to end the inning. But a big inning there for Madison. Wow. Four runs on 1, 2, 3. 4, 5 hits, and no one error, and they leave one on base. So they're going to do some work on the mound, I believe,
yeah.
Right? And so we'll take a couple-minute break here as they work on the mound, and we're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. Madison leading 9-2 over Granite Falls. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also.
Hey, good.
All right, we're back here in Madison. They did a lot of, the ground crew down there did a lot of work there between innings to dry the mound and the home plate off.
Now, diamond dry is what they put on there. They had 2 5-gallon containers with diamond dry, and when they set it on the mound by the pitcher's rubber and where they land, dust. So, the mud, the clay in that turns to dust, and then they pack it in there. Same thing for the right-handed batter's box and left-handed batter's box in the catcher's area behind the home plate. So bats are doing some warm-up pitching and checking his cleats and seems like he's ready to go.
Yeah, he really struggled last inning with the mound being so slick and wet.
Yeah.
And they did a nice job. Tony Smith and Darby Biergun did a nice job there between innings. And we're ready to continue the ball game here. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Madison leading 9-2. They scored 4 in the second, 1 in the third. That was a solo home run by Bjornheld. And then 4 last innings. So they lead 9-2 in this championship game. And a swing and a miss there by number 6, Gavin Torvig. Torvig struck out last inning with the bases loaded to end that inning. And here we are in the top of the fifth. And Torvig hits a ground ball to Gavin Meyer at short. Gavin fields it cleanly, throws the first, and they get him.
Okay.
6-3 put out. We got one out here in the fifth. Brings up the pitcher, Drew Almick. Grand Falls or YME High School, they've really had a lot of success in the last few years here at the baseball program, haven't they? I think last year they played in the section championship, didn't they?
This year.
Swing and a miss by number 21 Almick. Davis Patzer and his windup, and here's the 0-1 pitch. Strike two called by the home plate umpire.
I would think the home plate umpire would be a pitcher's umpire right now, too.
Pitch is hit foul ball down the right field line. Yesterday in the Northeast pod, Glenwood Lowry beat Benson 7-1 to win that championship. And Parker's Prairie beat Morris 6-0. Here's a foul ball in the Parker's Prairie. Bucket of beer for a foul ball.
Wow.
Parker's Prairie beat Morris 6-0. So Parker's Prairie, Glenwood Lowry, and Montevideo beat Dawson 3-0 yesterday. Here's another foul ball. Almick hanging tough here.
Yeah, Pats are doing a much better job with the mound. Too bad he had to suffer through that. He threw over 40 pitches that last inning, yeah. Last half inning that he threw. And Almick struggled too, but he only threw 20 pitches.
Yep. Madison 9, Granite Falls 2. Patcher's pitch. He reaches and goes down the right field line, and it's going to be just be foul down the right field line by Almick. That was a double written all over that. Maybe a triple. It would have stayed fair. I want to thank our fine sponsors. When you listen to the commercials between innings, thank our fine sponsors for sponsoring baseball here this summer on Q92. Patcher's 1-2 pitch, and Almick staying alive with another foul ball. Four foul balls, Bart says. Boy, I tell you, what a nice press box here in Madison, huh, Dick?
Yeah.
Air conditioned. Nice. Good view of the field. 1-2 pitch. High for ball two. And I liked how they decorated with the pictures in the 50s. Look at the Madison baseball field in the 50s. We got a lot of posters.
Ooh.
Ooh, inside. Almost hit them. Now we got a full count. What a battle here between Patser and Almick. Full count pitch here to Almick with one out. And he hits it to right field. Matthew Arndt running over to center field side, and he makes the catch. Boy, that was an at-bat there for Drew Almick.
Yeah, the catch, it fell out of his glove.
Oh, it did?
It's still enough.
He held it on long.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's probably got a little wet glove, too, probably, huh?
Could be.
Here's Jimenez. And he hits one foul.
Another bucket of beer.
0-1 count. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Granite Falls batting. They scored two runs last inning on walks when Davis was struggling on the mound. Pitches high. Ooh, nice stop. Nice catch there by Weber. Weber is some catcher, isn't he?
Does a nice job. Does a nice job. It's, in my mind, it's the best position on the team because you're seeing everything and you're there for every pitch.
Next pitch is a ball to Eric.
And Landon Weber serves that purpose.
He does. His next pitch to Jimenez, he fouls that one off beyond the first. Brandon Hill just. Brandon Hill, so got some adults going for the ball over there. And somebody just pushed the lady down. Brandon pushed a woman down. Is that Brooklyn Gould? Brandon pushed a woman down to get the bucket of beer. And he still didn't get it. That was fun to watch. And here's a shot down the right field line. Foul. That was hilarious. I got a good view of that. Who's that lady that got pushed down?
Brooklyn Gould.
Oh, Brooklyn Gould. Yeah, I thought it was. Annie Bergeson's there. And yeah, that was a mass scramble for that baseball, foul ball. That was fun. That was the best entertainment today. Here's a 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. I've said this many times, but I've seen adults push kids down going for a McDonald's hamburger in Watertown one year.
Yeah, three, full count.
And the next pitch, yeah, ball four. That was a battle between Jimenez and Patser as well. So two outs, Granite Falls got a baseball.
Where
are we at
this pitch count?
Yeah, he's got to be close.
I got over 105.
Yep, Davis just reached the pitch count, so he's got to come out, and Coach Fernals is out there. So we've got a pitching change for Madison, and so we'll take a commercial break. With two outs here in the top of the fifth, Madison leading 9-2. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirty line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
That's yesterday. All right, got a pitching change for Madison. Davis Patzer reached the pitch count, so he's out in center field. And coming in from right field is Matthew Arndt, a left-hander for Madison. Madison leading 9-2 in this playoff game. There's two outs here in the top of the fifth. Throw over to first. Oh, that was close. Jimenez almost got picked off. How about that? That would have been the first attempt there. Matthew Arndt, he pitched yesterday in relief. Got to watch the left-handers when you're on first base. There's partial swing there, but that's a strike, I believe.
Yeah.
To Jacob Peterson. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs. Granite with a runner on first. And Matthew Arndt in relief. The pitch, ground ball, hit the second base. Nolan Smith fields it, throws the first, and there's your third out. And that will end the inning.
Two pitches.
Yeah, two pitches for Matthew. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Madison coming to bat. They lead 9-2. You're listening to Madison American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Yeah, we're back here in Madison, and the rain clouds have gone away, Dick.
Leading off from Madison.
Yep. No sun yet, but it looks really light out to the west there.
It sure does. So.
Madison leading 9-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth. We play seven, but Madison scored some runs here. Let's see what happens. Here's Tyler Earp at two RBI double in the second inning. He's had an RBI every game now for at least four games in a row. Here's the pitch from Olmec, and it's a ball. He's got to be getting close to the pitch count, do you think, or not? No?
Well,
only about 50. I don't know
how
many
he threw.
Oh, he does?
Okay, you've got a lot yet then.
Yeah. He threw at least two or three innings.
2-0 count to Tyler Earp. Pitch outside. Boy, the American straight out. Now they've got a good breeze going on here.
From left to right field.
There's a ball four to Earp. He draws a walk.
Second baseman, number three, Nolan.
And here's Nolan Smith, who's two for two with an RBI. And he's hit over the second base bag twice today. Oh, we got a walk to the mound from Mike Richter. You going to keep his pitcher in there or just talk a little bit here? Coach Richter for Granite Falls is out on the mound. And, hey, we got the Yellow Medicine County Fair coming up this week in Canby. And Q92 will have a booth there at the fair in Canby, so stop by and say hi. You can register for prizes. And they got a good fair going on there in Canby. This starts this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All right, Coach Richter back in the dugout. And Nolan Smith, left-handed batter, steps into the batter's box. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Earp is at first base. One ball, no strikes to Nolan Smith. Next pitch, ground ball, hit the second. This could be a double play. Scoop, throw to second, throw to first, and he's safe. Smith beat it out. Tyler Earp forced out at second.
Still, the grass is wet, so the ball rolling through the infield. Second baseman was waiting and waiting and waiting for it.
And it really slows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and no problem getting the runner going from first to second, but Smith beat out the relay.
All right, number 15, Matthew Arndt. Matthew struck out last inning. Smith at first base, and Arndt pops it up down the right field line. Peterson giving chase, and it's going to go foul. Foul ball there for a long strike. One ball, one strike to Matthew, who's now pitching for Madison. Well, we got a lot of baseball coming up here. We'll be following the Region 9 tournament. The big weekend next weekend in Madison, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a strike thrown for Arndt. And if Madison would win this game, we'll be following Madison Legion team next Thursday. Yeah. There's Ulrich a pitch, and a swung on. Oh, he got a piece of it, I think. No, he struck out. Strikeout. And there's two outs here. And it brings up Grant Bierke. Bierke is two for two. Bierke's two for two on the day, batting in the number nine spot. Smith at first base, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Boy, I'm glad the rain stopped. When I looked at the radar when the game started, I thought, oh, we're going to have a rain delay for sure, but we did not. 1-0 count to Grant, and that's high. Grant's brother broke his leg this week, falling off a golf cart or something like that. He was telling me. I saw him on crutches. Next pitch high. A lot of broken legs this summer. My granddaughter broke her leg sliding the home plate playing for the Watson Honkers. Hopefully she's back for volleyball over in Montevideo. And there's a strike to number 24, Grant Bierke. Madison with a 9-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. If you're just tuning in, next pitch outside for ball four. A walk, so runners on first and second now. Top of the order, and Davis Patzer. Granite Falls and Madison for this in this championship game. Here, Almec taking the sign from the catcher Wilkie in there for strike one. Hard to believe, end of July already. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and ground ball, chopper, and it goes foul. I think that went off the plate, didn't it? It was fair there, wasn't it? What happened, Dick?
It might have went off his foot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or his leg.
Yeah. 0-2 count here to Davis Patzer. Let's see what Davis is. He had an RBI single in the second inning out to left field. That was a big inning for Madison when they scored four runs. Olmec with runners on first and second. The pitch, ground ball, foul. Boy, a lot of foul balls here in the last inning or two.
Yeah, people are sliding for them.
Look, the adults are waiting. They're lined up there. Look at them over there. They're waiting for a foul ball. You get a bucket of beer if you return the ball to the concession stand. Oh, look out. Oh, called strike three. Well, wow, that was a nasty breaking ball there by Olmec. Holy cow. Davis had to get out of the way of that one, and he broke in there for a strike. Three outs. Score remains 9-2 Madison. We'll be back with Granite Falls coming to bat in the top of the sixth.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here in Madison, Sunday afternoon. We usually don't do Sunday afternoon games on Q92, but here we are because it's such an important game, a championship game. Madison has a 9-2 lead on Granite Falls, looking to play in the next round next week. And Matthew Arndt is going to face the, flip my scorebook over, 9-1-2 batters for Granite Falls. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Matthew Arndt in relief of Davis Patzer. Davis pitched well. Here's the pitch by Arndt. Strong left-hander, and it's a strike.
Matthew only threw two pitches to get out of that inning when he came in relief. So he's thrown three pitches, now four pitches.
Foul ball.
He can probably finish the game.
0-2 count. Yeah. 0-2 count. Matthew in his windup, and the delivery is a ground ball. Hit the short. Gavin Meyer fields it, and the throw to first. They get him. Nice play by, strong throw by Meyer from short.
Yep.
One out. This is Drew Munson. It's the top of the order now for Granite Falls. Okay. Just heard Madison Mallards will play 2:30 Sunday afternoon here in Madison. Don't know who they're going to play yet. Going to be a lot of games here starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as Madison hosts the first round of the Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Last year, the Ballards went to the state, which was a lot of fun. Remember that, Dick?
Oh, yes.
They gave us some T-shirts.
Yeah. I was going to say, they gave it to us after the game, so hopefully they can get their worn yours yet?
Maybe.
Mine's in my closet.
One ball, two strikes.
Yeah.
To Drew Munson. A call, strike three. Nice pitch by Matthew Arndt. Two outs. There's the shortstop for Granite Falls, Braden Nelson.
This year, the state tournament, I think, is at Glencoe and Belton and Hutchinson.
Town team ball, yeah.
Yep.
Ground ball right back to the second baseman, comes up with it. Smith throws the first, and that, ice cream cone there by Bjornell, and they get the out. And nice play by Nolan at second base. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Madison has that 9-2 lead. You're listening to Northwest Pod, American Legion Baseball Playoffs. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
All right, we're back. 9-2, Madison leading Granite Falls in this championship game. Who wants to play Montevideo on Thursday? Well, right now Madison has a 9-2 lead, and they're back coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Yeah, you want to talk about the Region 9 seed tournament here in Madison next week? What, you just talked?
Well, they play one game on Friday and four games on both Saturday and Sunday. So when Madison plays on Sunday, don't know who they're playing and don't know what time yet.
All right, Gavin Meyer just swung at the first pitch, hit to Fagan at third, and Fagan throws Meyer out for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth.
It'll be in the Western Guard, and I'm sure you'll be talking about it on the radio on your show.
Well, we'll have all the teams here in Madison next weekend for the tournament. Here's Brock Bjornhild, swing and foul back for strike one. Brock has been on base and come around to score both times he's been at the plate. And he had an RBI. He's got that one and fouls it back. Madison scored four runs in the second inning. Bjornhild hit that solo home run in the third. It was 5-0. Granite Falls tacked on two in the fourth, and Madison responded with four in the bottom of the fourth. That's where we're at, 9-2. Foul ball down the right field line. Drew Almick on the mound for Granite Falls. 0-2 pitch to Brock, and he swings at that one and just dribbles it to the first base dugout. I like Madison's uniforms, the kind of the baby blue with the red. Looks pretty sharp. Better than the Colorado Rockies uniforms the other night. Oh, there's a shot to center, and diving for it is Drew Munson. Did he catch it? He caught it. Wow, what a diving catch by Drew Munson in center field. Wow. He looked like Superman out there flying through the air, hit the ground, held onto the ball. That was a line shot more than a fly ball by Bjornhild. Brock hit that one hard, did he?
Yes, he did.
Here's Landon Weber.
Takes high for ball one.
Yeah, two RBIs last inning, or just I can't read my writing.
I think two.
Okay, two RBIs, yeah. All right, one ball, one strike to Landon Weber. Two outs now here in the bottom of the sixth. Time called by the home plate umpire. Well, Granite Falls comes up the bat here in the top of the seventh. They'll need some runs if they want their season to continue. Here's Almick in his windup in the pitch. Oh, look out. Inside for a ball.
Well, with the diamond drive there, you can't even see the batter's box lines. He might have been a little bit close.
Curveball in there for strike two. Nice pitch there by Drew. 2-2 count, two outs. Almick working from the windup, and here's the delivery. Curveball again, and that one missed for ball three.
We'll count.
9-2 Madison, bottom of the sixth. Full call pitch. Outside, ball four. Good at bat there for Landon.
I don't know if that might be his first walk.
No, he had two last inning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Baxter Colliff is the courtesy runner for the catcher Weber. And here's Brent Schomer. Flight out to right, grounded to short, and reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score in the first inning. Or second inning, excuse me. And the pitch to Schomer is a strike. I remember about Brandt yesterday is how dirty his uniform. His uniform really got dirty yesterday. Here's a pop fly right field going drifting foul. Peterson on the run, the right fielder, and he can't get there in time. And covered a lot of ground there, the right fielder for Granite Falls. 0-2 pitch here to Schomer.
Chokes up.
Yeah, he's really choked up on the bat, isn't he? Here's the pitch, and that's outside for a ball. Brant's mother, Dee Dee, helps me broadcast Shadows Dance, sections in state. Does a fantastic job with that. She knows her stuff, that's for sure. Next pitch, shot down the left field line, and that is just ball. He got a hold of that one. Shadows, some of the Shadows dancers were in the radio station this past week, fundraising, and made a good chat. They're pretty excited about this year, a new routine, and they've worked hard during the off season. One ball, two strike pitch to Schomer, and a ground ball hit the Nelson at short. High hop there, Nelson throws, and they just get Brandt for the third out. So that'll end the inning for Madison. And no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one runner on. And we're going to go to the top of the seventh. We reached the seventh inning. And Granite Falls down 9-2. We'll be back after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a month at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramos, Dick Noonan. We've reached the seventh inning, Dick.
Well, if they need to... They need three outs and nothing like seven runs for Granite Falls, and they can be the champions of this section, yep. Subsection.
All right, here we go. And the first pitch to number 18. Is this a new batter? And the pitch. Number 18's batting for Fagan. Brady Gallagher batting for Fagan, and a ground ball hit the Meyer at short. Gavin fields it clean, a strong throw to first, and they get Gallagher. And there's one out, two outs away from a victory here for Madison.
Catcher number two, Gage Wilkie.
Gage Wilkie. Boy, these two teams have really played a lot of baseball against each other in high school and in Legion ball, haven't they?
They have.
And, both teams have some really good baseball players on them.
It's becoming a nice, clean rivalry.
It is. Here's Gage Wilkie. Strike called Wilkie. 9-2 Madison. Seventh inning, one out. sun is shining here in Madison now. Here's the windup and the pitch by Arndt, and a swing and miss for strike two.
Brandon said he did not touch Brooklyn. What's the correction? Or his lawyer, Matt Inger, will be talking to you.
0-2 count. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch by Wilkie, and it's high and away for a ball.
Pitch by Meyer.
What's that? Oh. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Two outs. And Gavin Torvik. It's up to Gavin to keep it going here for Granite. One out away for Madison, and they are the Southeast Pod champions. So they can get this last out here. And Torvik, a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
Strike one on the outside corner. Curveball.
Matthew Arndt winds up, and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. We're one pitch away. One pitch away. Here we go. Arndt delivers. And a long fly ball right field, drifting foul. He hit that one. Oh, it hit the fence. And foul territory. Would have been a solo shot. Torvik has hit the ball well in the last couple days here.
Yep.
And Gavin Torvik picks his bat up and will do it again. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Nice job by Arndt in the seventh inning. And Madison wins it 2-2 over Granite Falls. And they are the North or the Northeast Southeast Pod. Gotta get that close, Dick. Champions. We'll take a break and be back with the Neon Needles postgame show after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show here. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports along with Dick Newman. Madison wins at 9-2. They're the Southeast Pod Champions, and they're going to be playing in Montevideo on Thursday. And a pretty good game. We got two of the players up here with us, Brock Biernheld. Brock, congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about your solo home run in the third inning.
Well, Drew's a good pitcher, yeah. He's good.
You faced him a lot, I suppose, in your career, huh?
Yeah. I mean, after yesterday, he was pretty tough. I didn't do too good. Today I was going up there thinking curveball and then reacting fastball because that's what he likes to throw me.
Yeah.
And I found the fastball and I just barreled it up.
You barreled it up, that's right. It went a long ways, huh?
Yeah.
How many home runs have you hit this year, including high school?
Six or seven? Yeah.
All right. You're going to hit home runs for, what, Crown College next year?
I'll do my best.
That's where you're going, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick Crown College?
I like the facilities. The coaches are great, and the atmosphere is just really good.
All right. Well, you get Montevideo. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, that'll be a tough match again. We just need to go out there and make plays, good pitching. Be a tough game.
Yeah, I'm guessing you'll start Thursday?
Yeah.
You'll see, yeah. Okay. Dick, you have anything for Brock?
No.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good, great job.
Yep.
Brock Biernheld of the Madison Legion team. Now we're going to talk with Matthew Arndt. Matthew, we are discussing. Matthew's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game because of a great, outstanding pitching performance coming in there in relief. Great job, Matthew.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's see. According to Bart Staff here, 2 1/3 inning, he retired all 7 batters in relief.
Yeah, sounds about right. You know, the guys hit the ball hard today. They gave me a good cushion going in for relief, and Davis pitched really well, only held Wyoming to 2 runs, was it, I think? So,
yeah.
You know, I just went in there, and I threw hard, and I felt good. Didn't have a lot of pressure there, so just threw hard.
Davis, I was having trouble when it was raining. The mound was all... But
yeah.
How was the mound for you?
You know, the rain quit about halfway through my first inning throwing, so it dried up a little better, and the ball wasn't sticky and wet, so it made it a lot easier to throw, so that was nice.
Okay. You like pitching?
I love pitching. I enjoy it.
You'd rather do that than play outfield?
Yeah, I struggled today a little bit in the outfield with the rain, but that's all right.
Well, I gave a hit on that one that went off your glove, but official score said it was an error.
I figured it was an error. I deserved that. But
well, I thought that was a heck of a try there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great win.
Thank you.
Looking forward to playing Montevideo. You know Montevideo pretty well, don't you?
Oh yeah, been there a few times. So
it's a good rival, isn't it?
Yep, you see them a lot. So
okay, all right. Well, you get a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway Valley meal from Subway. So here, hold that, and we'll take a picture. And
all right.
Dick, you have any questions for Matthew?
You did a great job of relief. He only threw 21 pitches in 2 1/3 innings. So
all right.
Came in after Davis had too many pitches and, you know, only threw two pitches and was out of the inning. So that was great.
Yeah.
So.
Good luck.
Thank you.
On Tuesday, keep it going. We want
Thursday.
To go. I want to go to on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday in Monty, right?
Right.
Yep. I want to go to Ely. That's where the state tournament is, you know.
Oh, really?
Ely's right. On the Canadian border. Way up there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Yep. Matthew Hart, our Neon Needle Subway Player game. What's our A-plus cooperative play of the game?
I think that catch by that center fielder for...
And Drew Munson.
Yes. He ran a long ways, and he took a dive for it, and sprawled out completely and caught the ball.
That's right. That's a, so that's our A to play. Granite Falls is Drew Munson. And let's go through the line scores here. Madison, 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. And Granite Falls, 2 runs on 4 hits and
3 errors and 10 left on base.
They left 10 on base. Okay. And once again, Madison will play in Montevideo. They make the Final Four.
Yeah.
And so,
at the right time.
Yeah, we're not sure what time yet Thursday, but you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92, and the tournament continues Friday and Saturday. Double elimination tournament, I believe, right, Dick?
Correct.
And the other game in the Final Four, Parker's Prairie will be at Glenwood to take on Glenwood Lowry on Thursday as well. So, and I'm not sure where everything. I think things might move the Montevideo for the rest of the tournament, but we'll find out. Yeah. Or no, wait, I think I heard it goes up to Parker's Prairie. That's what it is. So.
Okay.
Dick, thanks for helping out.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's always fun working with you.
Yeah. All right. All right, that wraps it up here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Thanks for our sponsors for sponsoring Legion Ball here on Q92 as the sun is shining brightly now. Been overcast all day. And we'll see you Thursday in Montevideo. With Madison and Montevideo in Legion playoffs. So once again, your final score, Madison 9, Granite Falls 2. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. The time is 5:53.
If you have a smart speaker, listening to Q92 is easy. Just say, Alexa, play KLQP-FM.
Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92, KLQP-FM.